Let's do a meditation. Yay. Get yourself in a position that's comfortable and you're as relaxed as you can be without falling asleep, or if you're sitting up, without falling over. Closing your eyes, pulling that curtain of privacy around you. Going into the quiet. And let yourself be quiet at your core. You may be excited about something. That doesn't cancel out the quiet. The quiet is a sense of knowing yourself, who you are, the light that you are. To whatever extent you're willing to open up to the truth, the light, the beauty of yourself. Open. Be present with you. And let yourself just imagine that you're floating. You, a bright being, a light being, floating. Floating through a sky. A night sky, a day sky. But a sky filled with stars. You've been here before. You know who these stars are. They're those who love you, who have come to witness, who've come to assist, who've come to love and heal. They're your friends. Friends from various and different dimensions. Friends that you've known in other lifetimes, or part of your soul group. They're friends who are currently on physical plane, but their higher self. Or you might say their astral self is present. Loving you, they're all here for you. All your friends, mentors, masters, teachers, healers, all gathered for you. Not because you're oh so important, or because you've done and achieved so much, or you give so to the poor and the needy, but because you are a spark of light like them. You are a beautiful being like they are. Crystalline, sparkling, radiant being of light. You're amongst your own. They're your friends. You're safe. They love you. They love you regardless of what you do or don't do, what you think or don't think, what you feel or don't feel. They love you just because you're beautiful, a light being. Let them just love you. Let yourself open. Let yourself just get vulnerable for a moment and just open to receive this. First, you may have to imagine it, and then let it come into your senses. Let the love come to you. Let yourself just let it in. Let yourself absorb it. It may come in little beams of light. Sometimes we have suggested that. Or it just may come from feeling nurtured, wrapped in love and light. All the twinkling stars smiling with love. They know who you are. At that level, they can see you, know you, love you. They know every bad thing you've done, every good thing you've done, but you've put on your tally the marks in the good column and the marks in the bad column that you've done on yourself. And you just let yourself let that go, like they do. Because they love you regardless. Because they know who you really are. They know your true identity, your truth of being. Feeling safe. Letting yourself be loved. Some of those stars move from their position and come above you, forming a big bright star above you. That sends a beam of light down around you in your favorite color, shimmering, beautiful color. Let yourself be wrapped up. Let yourself be held. Let yourself be drenched with love and support. We and they are here for you. Supporting you and your being. Supporting you in your doing, supporting you in your unfoldment of the divine plan. And we thank you for letting us be with you now. For you have a beautiful, a glorious divine plan. You came into this lifetime to learn a whole bunch of things, to break through certain issues, to find your way from the darkness to the light. And so you started in the darkness. And you're moving towards the light. Let us encourage you to accelerate that journey, so that you have more light and less darkness, more fun and less sadness, more fulfillment and less disappointment, more passion and less anger. More excitement and less fear. You are safe. It is part of the divine plan that you will fulfill what you came for. Whether it's small or large, whether it impacts just a few people or a lot. You're on your way home, back to the union with the divine. And as part of your journey home to become that luminous human while still in physical form, we love you. Let us touch you. Let us lift you and heal you. If there's anything that you feel that is of limitation, we have a vortex ready to take it away. Even if you cannot identify it, let yourself be lifted above that vibration or limitation. Let it go. At the count of three, we'll assist you. Let's let it all go. Out the vortex, spinning away into light. One. to all right, and three. Sending it out. Lifting it, sending it. Lifting it, sending it. Lifting and sending. Lifting and sending. We have lifted that tendency to kind of make too much effort to struggle, to move, to kind of push through or move through mediocrity into exceptionality. Let us lift more of that. Let us lift the part of you that may not feel that you deserve to be loved. Or that your world must conform to certain conditions so that you can feel safe, you can feel that your plan is working, because the plan generally doesn't look the way you think it does, but it is true. So let go of your assumptions. Let go of your cause and effect. Receive. We're letting it go. Just receive this healing. Just receive the lift. Letting all of that go, your vibration just raises, lifts, becomes more beautiful, more bright, more vibrant. And all the stuff in your emotional body that you think, oh, I still have yet that to clear and I've got to finish that. All that unfinished business in there from childhood, adolescence, young adulthood, up until even last week maybe, all of that unfinished business. Let it go now. Let all that unfinished emotional business go. Let us just send it out for you. Sending it out. Sending it out. You are a spark of consciousness. A piece of the divine, a powerful reality creator for everything that has occurred in your life, you have created. You're beloved, you are divine by your very nature, and you have chosen to come here with a purpose, with a mission. And you have enlisted us and all sorts of beings from many planes, dimensions, lifetimes, etc., to assist you in the unfoldment of your divine plan. You do not necessarily know what your divine plan is in form, but in function. In essence, you do. Just to acknowledge who you are. To love, touch, and heal others, yourself. And as you step into this knowledge of who you are, recognizing that your light is blindingly bright. Your aura is huge. You are like one of those big stars in the sky. Knowing who you are, it is your power of choice. A choice to be you, free to be you. A choice of healing, a choice of loving. Selective, wise discernment in your daily life. Knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're supported, and that this world is put together for you, for your benefit, for you to play out this life that you've chosen in the atmosphere of trust and safety. Choose. What is it? What is it you want in your life? What kind of luminous human do you wish to be? How would you live your life emotionally if you were capable of just healing anything in a moment, of manifesting stuff really fast, changing your world, linking with others, feeling the oneness? What would your life be in the oneness? Use your imagination. What if you really loved yourself and allowed yourself to be who you are, regardless of what other people think or act? What would it be to stretch to the limits of your own spiritual potential? To experience the bliss, the ecstasy, the harmony of the greatness of you, of with others in the oneness. What would it be like? All brilliant beings linked together. A society of dreamers, dreaming a new reality together. What would it be like living in that knowing consciously, consciously selecting physical change, consciously selecting emotional shift, consciously selecting a belief that is more fun for you? More expansive, consciously making choice that can love, touch, and heal and change everything, consciously changing something to something better, something grand. What would it be like when you wake up in the morning filled with this knowing of yourself, living your day with people you love, enjoying your creativity, imagining and dreaming and playing it out? How would your expression of yourself be? What would you like to create and express in your world? What gifts do you want to put out there just because it's fun for you? The creativity that's fun for you. What form would it have? What would be the essence of it? What would it mean to you? What is that creativity that you, as a God being, want to do? And now see that. See that future. Imagine that future. Imagine the state of being you're going to be in that future. And now feel the love. Let us and all your friends who surround you, who are touching you, loving you, healing you, Pick up on our love if you want. You have plenty yourself. Feel that love within you. Who do you love the most? What do you love? Whether it's human or an animal or nature or an abstract thought, what is it that you love? Feel your love. Feel your love grow now. Love more. Love more. More. And let us lift your love. Infuse that future vision with your love. Loving yourself. Yeah, imagine how much you're going to be loving yourself so much more. And now in your love, allowing yourself to be worthy. Allowing yourself to be okay and good enough. Allow yourself to be loved. Open and receive the gifts, the powers, the talents, the strengths, the resources that you need, that you desire to make this dream come true. On all levels for you. What extra talents, what extra gifts, what extra capacities and powers do you need for your dream? It's your dream. So by fact, it's your dream. You have all the talents and gifts lined up for it. Some are still outside of you, some still from your other lifetimes, some still at other levels of you. Open. Let them come in. The resources within you to come in. Let us assist. Let us help bring your powers, your strengths into you. You are the vessel. Your body is the vessel. Let us bring it into your body, into your physical body, so it can execute those gifts. Let us bring them into your emotional body for healing and alignment, so that you can be free in your truth and your expression, and so that these gifts are in total harmony with who you are. That your energy field is coherent, flowing, smooth, peaceful, in harmony, beautiful energy. And allow your mental body to receive these so that you can think, so that you can plan how to use them. So you can see their applications, so you can stretch outside the box and see the unique way that you can utilize your gifts. Let yourself receive into your mental body. And now opening a channel into the psychic spiritual body. The link with the divine, the link with the greater, the link with the oneness. The channel through which your intuition, your insights, your wisdom, your creative spark and imagination will flow, utilizing these gifts. Let us bring the light through your psychic spiritual body. from the greater you, from your higher self, from the greater you who knows who you are, the diviner you. Coming into your psychic spiritual body with your gifts, with your resources, inner resources and gifts. Moving down into the mental body with possibility, probability, and beliefs, thoughts and ideas, concepts and constructs harmonious to that, harmonious to your dream. Through the mental body into the emotional body. So that your inner state of being and your outer expression and your communication and your communion with others are at a high level of love. Let that beautiful love coming down through the divine, the gifts, the resources, the attunements, through the psychic, spiritual, through the mental, into the emotional, to line up the joy, line up the passion, line up the love in your daily life. To imbue your daily mundane life with love, more love, and yet more love. To bring forth those gifts, to apply them with no resistance, to open up, vulnerable, free, allowing, no resistance, let all the resistance go. You've already let it go. All the limitations go, you already let it go. Into the emotional, to see who you really are, to love yourself, to love others. No more games or agendas, to be free within, to feel happy, no more guilt. No more fear, feeling happy, channeling this beautiful light, this beautiful love down through your emotional body to bring you to peace. And now into your body, physical body. It comes into your chakras, comes into your crown, gift of the divine, moving into your third eye, your capacity for visioning and dreaming, into your throat, your capacity for expressing and creating through your will. It channels down into your heart chakra, where you give love to your world, replenishing your love so that the more love you give, the more love you receive. Down into your solar plexus, where you own your power, your authority, who you are, knowing your identity. Into your second chakra, your creative passion, your freedom from self-importance and ego, to be you, to radiating your light, your truth, your gifts to the world, to your root, into the safety of your divine plan. Let us anchor all these gifts, this love, from the divine, from the greater you, into your divine plan, into that orientation you already have, to reinforce it, to strengthen it, to anchor you into safety, anchoring you into knowing that this reality is here for you, to support you, to love you, to enjoy you, and for you to enjoy it. Anchoring, grounding you into the earth, the one who gives forth in fruition all that you desire to manifest. grounding you to her, the mother. And she responds in love, touched by love, loving, touching, and healing from you to her, receiving, she gives back to you. Coming now up from the earth, your manifestations, your circumstances, your opportunities, your events, your episodes on your life track, positive, beautiful opportunities, events, and circumstances for you, unique to you. And as you express your power, make your choices, share your love, create and imagine and dream, knowing who you are, owning your reality, and gifting back to the divine yourself, your love, for grand divine union. The cycle, the grid, is complete. Now just step for a moment in your imagination, a little bit more expanded, and then a little bit more into you, the luminous human, you living your life as a divine being, having that physical plane experience in full consciousness and responsibility of your creation. Feel that vibration, that very high, high resonance of love. Imagine. Stretch. Imagine. It might be just beyond your imagination's capacity, but just stretch anyway. That if a loved one of yours suffers, all you have to do is put a hand out and they heal. That you can live long and healthy and vibrant, as long as you want. And when you're ready, you just step out, conscious. That you can dream the future for humanity and bring it in for them and you. Seeing the oneness, being in the oneness, celebrating with laughter, love, you, the luminous human. So be it. And it is done. You are linked. Connected. So let yourself now bring yourself back to body consciousness. Let yourself come back into the presence of this space, of this room that you're in. Gently, gently open your eyes. Breathe a little bit. Wiggle your fingers. Rotate your ankles. Bring this huge presence that you are now back into this body, knowing that the huge presence that you are expands way beyond this body through the emotional, mental, and into your psychic body. But feel it. Feel it take root in your physical body. Feel this greater you take up residence, that vibration in your physicality. Own it. It's you. Bring the luminous human you into you now. Accelerate your journey to that luminous you. Now we know that at times just a stretch to this place may seem to be beyond your capacity. We did notice that at some point you hit a ceiling. I don't know if I can go past that. It takes love to go past that, and it takes emotional healing to go past that. So be loving to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Be forgiving to you. Let that emotional body that has been uplifted and a lot of healing has been done on it today, let that continue. And if you want to step into more of your greater powers and strengths and talents, we recommend that you listen once again, or twice, or many times to this meditation, because each phase, each step is an attunement to the luminous human, your destiny. Maybe it's part of your divine plan is to live a while as the human, luminous human. Give yourself that possibility. We have so enjoyed working with you, and we look forward to any opportunity that we have to work with you again in the future. The energy that we have worked with you here works through the sound file, through the tone, through the frequencies of the recording. So we offer and we welcome you to working with this meditation again, or perhaps returning to another session with us at any time that you feel is right for you. So for now, we must close, and we do so by surrounding you with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.